Be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him will not be condemned, but whoever does not believe has already been condemned, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. On Thursday, May 21st, I was blessed to have dinner at St. Andrew's in Pasadena. The pastor is a friend of mine, and he invited about 15 priests to gather. And it was really, really good just to be with the brother priests. And we are all different ages, different theology beliefs, political beliefs, but we all got along. And there's something very special for me when I dining with priests. We could guys let our guard down a little bit. And after the dinner, I went to my car and I looked at my phone and I noticed I had a missed call for one of my best friend's daughters. So I called her right away, and instantly when I heard the tone of her voice, I knew something was wrong. And when you know people so well, you could tell something's wrong right away, could you not? And I said, "What's going on?" She said, "My dad's in the hospital." She said, "Father, it's really bad. He has cancer and it's spread throughout his body." And my heart dropped. I went from being, you know, just this beautiful dinner to in a second, my whole temperament changed. So I went to go visit him the next morning. And as soon as I walked in, I gave him a hug and I shook his hand. But he is a deacon. He was the deacon at my last parish. We're very, very close. And I sat down and we looked at each other. We just both started crying because we deeply love each other. And here he is, a deacon, and I'm a priest, and it's hard and it's so difficult. He just lost his wife 5 years ago. And he think of his adult children to have to go through this again. And as I was sitting there, you know, I told him I loved him and he told me he loved me. And I've been visiting him almost daily. But every single time that I leave, he gives me something far greater than I could give him. His faith is so strong. And he's told me time and time again, "I'm not afraid. If I'm going to die, I know I'm going to heaven." And I looked at him and said, "I don't want you to go to heaven, okay?" And we've been there, haven't we? We don't want our friends, our family, even though our faith is strong. I'm a priest. I'm thinking, "Not yet, God." So it's been a journey the last almost 2 weeks now to see somebody, one of my best friends, to really struggle with this. And let's be honest, sometimes life is very difficult, is it not? And when the unexpected comes into our life, it's very normal to question, to doubt, to ask why. But what I've learned more and more again from him is we just got to trust. But most importantly, as we celebrate the Holy Trinity today, this gospel is so short but so powerful because it reminds us of what it is all about, my friends. That God loves each and every one of you so very much that he sent his only Son, Jesus, into the world so that you may have eternal life in heaven. He sent his Son into the world so that your sins may be forgiven. So what are we celebrating on this Holy Trinity Sunday? We're celebrating the fact that Jesus did not come as a harsh judge waiting to catch our mistakes. God's forgiveness and love is freely given to every single one of us. So listen to this today. If you believe in Jesus, he died on the cross for the forgiveness of your sins. But sometimes we are our own worst enemy, and we struggle with scrupulosity. Sometimes we think, May 31st, 11:16 a.m., fighting with my family because we were late to Mass, arguing. And we think Jesus is up there with the notebook, don't we? But what does our Lord tell us? His mercy is abundant. There's nothing that you have done that will separate you from the love of God. That's what this gospel is about, my friends. Jesus is telling us today that you are beloved and that you belong to him. You are not a mistake. You are not a misfit. You are wonderfully made. I told our eighth graders who graduated on Friday, God doesn't make junk. He loves you unconditionally. And that's the same message for all of us. So the greatest title that any of us will ever have is that we are beloved by God. We are his chosen people. You don't need to earn his love. It's freely given. God's love tells us that we do not need to fear death. God's love frees us so that when that moment comes, we'll have the courage to say, I know where I'm going, God willing. So I have some breaking news to share for you. Did you know that every single one of us is going to die? I'm blessed to do many funerals. It's one of the greatest honors and privileges that I have as a priest. And at almost every single funeral, I ask the people, raise your hand if you want to go to heaven. Half of them do because half of them aren't listening to me. And I'm sure you're all listening to me right now, right? But heaven's waiting for us. Heaven is waiting. Our family is waiting for us, our friends, all these beautiful saints on our windows here, they're waiting for us. You get to finally meet Jesus. And what a beautiful moment that's going to be. So dying should never be something that we fear as a disciple of Christ. It's as only dying here on earth that we get to heaven. We go to many funerals, but how are people going to remember you when they die? I hope it prays with a smile, thinking they made the world a better place. Not thanks be to God, they're gone finally. Do not fear death. And on this Holy Trinity Sunday, this gospel beautifully reminds us that God does not reject any of us. He loves us so very much. But yet we live in a fallen world that rejects one another. We judge people the color of their skin sometimes. We judge people based on political party. We judge people based on where they were born. And the list can go on and on. And God is telling us, from conception to a natural death, you are loved. And because we're all loved in the image of God, we are called to not reject one another, but to love until it hurts. That doesn't mean you're going to like everybody. That doesn't mean you're going to want to be around everybody. But you got to love. It's easy to be around people that don't drive us nuts. But it's the people that press their buttons that hopefully will get us out of purgatory quicker, okay? That's the message of today on this Holy Trinity Sunday. So every time we make the sign of the cross, that's God's love embracing you. He's saying, you belong to me. And when we sign ourselves with the sign of the cross, we are making a public statement that I believe. And because we believe, we're on that road to heaven together. Amen. Glory be to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. So God doesn't reject us, but who in our lives are we struggling with? Who have you rejected? Let's pray on that right now and ask God's love to open our hearts and minds to those around us.